with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Wednesday, October 15th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, volleyball conference matches were taking place around the region yesterday. Let's get you the rundown on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. First, starting in the Missouri River Activities Conference, where Lamar's Community concluded their conference regular season slate with a very tough 3-0 loss to 15th-ranked Bishop Heelan. The Bulldogs just had a rough go with a very good team, the defending state champions, no less, and lost their sets 25-7, 25-2. And 25-11. So the Bulldogs finish the conference slate with a record of 2-5, and they'll finish the regular season overall coming up on Saturday when they head back to Bishop Heelan for the Heelan Classic. Elsewhere in the MRAC yesterday, 7th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton swept away Sioux City North 3-0, and the Warriors are the outright Missouri River Activities Conference volleyball champions with a 7-0 record. 14th-ranked Sioux City East swept away Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 3-0, and it was Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln over Sioux City West by a score of 3-1. In the Warrego Conference, the outright Warrego Conference Championship goes the way of 3rd-ranked Hinton. Still with a game to go in the Warrego Conference schedule. The Blackhawks defeated Remsen St. Mary's 3-0 by scores of 25-15, 25-16, and 25-11. They were able to clinch that conference title outright on senior night last night, which was a very nice win for the Blackhawks. They also remain undefeated in sets in the Warrego Conference as well. The MMCRU volleyball team, boy, they've been playing really well as of late, and they defeated Hartley Melvin Sanborn 3-0. First two sets were no problem, scores of 25-12 and 25-16. However, in set three, it was 24-20. HMS was serving on set point three times. However, the Royals went on to score the final 6 points in a row in set number three to take the match and sweep HMS. Akron Westfield got a dominant 3-0 win over Harris Lake Park last night, 25-15, 25-15, and 25-8. And it was Galen Catholic in a preview of next week's regional opening round contest. Well, hopefully the outcome is not a preview. The Jays fell to South O'Brien 3-1. However, every set was within 3 points. The Jays took the first 25-22. South O'Brien took the next three by scores of 25-22, 25-23, and 25-23, which means Monday we could be in for quite the entertaining regional opening round contest. Galen Catholic was led offensively by Grace Ziz. She finished with 16 kills. Kennedy Sitzman had 11 kills. And Kennedy Kuntz, who continues to lead the Jays in the setter role, she had a double-double with 37 assists and 16 digs. Ella Rulin played some great defense. She had 23 digs in the loss as well. It was George Little Rock beating Sibley Ocheyedan in a battle of former Siouxland Conference rivals. Now in the Wargo Conference, a 3-0 win for the Mustangs, and Trinity Christian swept away West Sioux 3-0. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson won the first two sets against Ridgeview, however went on to lose the last three in what is being called a reverse sweep, as Ridgeview defeated Kingsley Pearson 3-2. First two sets for the Panthers went the way of 25-18, 25-21, but then the Raptors won the next three, 25-17, 25-22, and 15-10. Another one of those reverse sweeps took place between number 12-ranked West Monona and Westwood. The Rebels had taken the first two sets over West Monona. However, the Spartans clawed it back in the final three, and 12th-ranked West Monona defeated Westwood 3-2. Elsewhere in the Western Valley Conference, OABCIG swept away Lawton Brunson 3-0. MVAOCOU beat Woodbury Central 3-1, but we got to highlight the first set score in that match. MVAOCOU beat Woodbury Central 35-33 in that first set. So that one went way past extra points, but the Rams were able to get a 3-1 win overall. And Siouxland Christian defeated River Valley 3-1 last night as well. All those volleyball scores and conference play can be found on our website, and that is KLEM1410.com. Well, we've got a little football to talk about real quick as the Radio Iowa football poll was released earlier this week. Of course, not the official rankings that the state will use. However, they can get a good gauge of how teams are looking. Starting in Class 8 player, where the number one team in that poll is Bishop Garrigan. Iowa Valley's number 2, Gladbrook Rhinebeck 3, Woodbine 4, and Audubon number 5. Grettinger Terrell Ruth Fenerisher remains ranked at number 7 in Class 8 player. Kingsley Pearson dropped out of these rankings. In Class A, West Hancock is the number one team in the state. St. Ansgar number 2. MMCRU is ranked number 3 this week. ACGC number 4. North Lynn 5. Again, this is the Radio Iowa poll, not the association's poll. Woodbury Central will compete for the district championship in District 8. They're ranked number 6. Galen Catholic's opponent this week at Jim Lorenzen Field is West Sioux, and the Falcons are ranked number 10. Over to Class 1A, where Grundy Center is top-ranked, West Lyon number 2, Iowa City Regina 3, Trainer 4, and Pleasantville is ranked number 5. Class 2A, Kemper Catholic is the top team, Osage 2, PCM 3, Okoboji 4, and Centerville is number 5. Over to Class 3A, Clear Lake number 1, Solon number 2, Bishop Heelan 3, West Delaware 4, and Sioux Center is ranked number 5 in that poll. Finally, in the Class 4A Radio Iowa poll, Cedar Rapids Xavier's number 1, Sergeant Bluff Luton 2, North Polk 3, ADM 4, and Newton's number 5. The team that we will see play Lamar's on our airwaves this week. That'd be Fort Dodge, and the Dodgers are ranked number 10 in Class 4A. And then in Class 5A, Waukee Northwest is number 1. West Des Moines Valley 2, Dowling Catholic 3, Iowa City Liberty 4, and Sioux City East is number 5. You can check out that poll in its entirety on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, all you softball fans probably want to pay attention to the next little bit of our sports update here, as the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union announced some changes for the 2026 softball season. They surround a number of different categories. The first category talks about the new competition date that is allowed for softball teams. The 2026 softball schedule will now begin with its first competition date on May 18th. That is a week earlier than originally scheduled, May 25th. That also comes with the implementation of 10 allowable hitting days and 5 fielding days during the preseason, and many schools will be ready to begin competition after 2 weeks of practice. The new start date aligns with the start and the finish of the baseball season, and the goal is to provide more flexibility in scheduling while allowing for additional practice time and throughout the regular season. And of course, it's worth noting schools are not required to begin the softball season in that week. Also, the format was approved by the Girls High School Athletic Union for the new double elimination state softball tournament that debuts this summer. The tournament will run as this, where each class will have one field in which every class plays their games on that field exclusively throughout the tournament, minus the championship game, of course. Each class will be divided into 2 double elimination brackets. The champion from each bracket will then play in the championship game, the state title game. The first bracket will feature the number 1, number 4, number 5, and number 8 seeds. The second bracket will feature the number 2, number 3, number 6, and number 7 seeds in their state tournament field. So you will have a double elimination bracket with those two portions of the class state tournament, and then the champion of each double elimination bracket will play each other for the state title. Each class will play one game on Monday. Following that first round, 5 games will be scheduled for Tuesday, with, of course, results pending. 3 to 5 games will be played on Wednesday that will determine championship finalists. So that is the schedule for the new state softball tournament. Details can be found on the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union website. Also, a couple of notes here. Pitchers in the state of Iowa may now use electronic devices during games. If you watch Major League Baseball, you know these as PitchCom devices. The allowance is now for Iowa girls softball pitchers to use those devices and not just catchers, as has been allowed the last couple of seasons. And also, a new update to the postseason weather policy. In the states, when a postseason softball game is suspended due to weather, play will now resume at the point of suspension on the next playable date. This Girls Union adaptation eliminates the previous rule that made a game official after 5 innings in the event of weather interruptions. Also, postseason games that have been halted by weather may not be resumed if 3 hours have passed since the designated start time, and this gives clear guidance for athletic directors and umpires when managing games affected by inclement weather. So, some changes to the sport of softball, and you can find those details on the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union website at ighsau.org. Well, there is nothing on the sports schedule for today. When there is, make sure you check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We'll have sports news and notes there at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.